you know, when you're an athlete like myself or Simone Biles, and you're at peak performance, you still go out there and do the job. I'm here today with a broken left big toe and a right big toe with a huge gash through it. I survived. I don't know if it was a shark attack or something like that.
Rock. Shark rock, whatever.
Thank you for your service today, you warrior. No one's sitting there pressing buttons through the pain.
Do you know how hard it is to keep my feet in these flip-flops, Dan, and to keep them on the chair here this morning? I'm fighting through the pain. 617-931-1234. We have a lot of people that listen to the show with big toe injuries. Denise is from the North Shore and is recovering right now. What did you do?
It's not very glamorous, I'm afraid, but I broke my little toe about 3 weeks ago, and I'm still only in flip-flops. I was actually in the laundry room and nailed the left side of my foot on the catch basin under the washing machine. The toe completely turned sideways. I ended up having every shade of purple, red, orange, bruising. But I think it's getting better.
The words that would have came out of my mouth, I can't even describe to you.
Now, the thing is...
Oh, I fell to my knees. Like,
did you go to the doctor, though? Did you go to the emergency room?
I did not. Yeah. No.
You can't do a darn thing about it.
I know. Well, that's because, you're like me and Simone Biles. You're a highly tuned athlete, and you're focused on getting the laundry done.
That is
true.
And
they would say there's nothing you can do.
I did try to tape it to the toe next door, like the whole buddy thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But the little toe, it does not work. It's too small.
I bet you're going to be washing them whites and sneakers next time.
Bless your heart.
Thank you, Denise. Logan from Jamaica Plain via Pennsylvania. Hi. Good morning, Logan.
Good morning.
All right. Big toe, you heard it in gruesome fashion. Keep it PG, please.
You have my attention.
In gruesome fashion. So I was in Pennsylvania back home for the 4th of July during 2020. And I was doing a creek stomp with my friends. And the creek stomp is when you just go into a creek and you look for crayfish, and it's just a fun time, and you drink, and anyway, creek stomp.
And you drink.
And you drink. And you, and I didn't go in with closed-toed shoes, and you really should. And I was wearing flip-flops, and my foot slipped in between two rocks during this creek stomp, and I felt shooting pain go up, and then I just saw blood in the water. And then I was like, oh, okay, maybe I just scratched it. And then I get out, and I realize that my big toenail had split almost like completely like backward, and like my big toe, like it was no longer, or my big toenail was no longer like within like the cuticle.
It was no longer with you.
How are you not making a face right now, Dan? Yeah. Kennedy and I are making these faces. Parts of mine are crawling up in my body, and you have no reaction on your face.
I've seen some things.
Dan did not react to that at all. Who hurt you?
How many beers deep were you when this happened?
Oh, maybe like three. Like, not a lot.
Oh, that's not enough.
Just enough. Just enough.
But it's like the worst pain like you will ever like be through, because it didn't come, like half of it came out. Ugh. And I went to urgent care, and they were like, oh, we'll put it back in. Like,
no.
It was still kind of like dangling. Ugh. And then they put it back in, and then it was like, I had the worst like shooting pain up my leg for like the next night. I couldn't sleep. And then we went to a podiatrist, and he was like, this baby's coming out. And then he numbed up my foot. And
I can't. I'm done. I can't hear any more of that story.
I kind of want to go to a creek stomp. It sounds fun.
Thank you, Logan.
That's your takeaway, Dan. I'm here for it.
I'm sorry, Logan. I just cannot hear it anymore about that toenail.
Who knew they were creek stomping in Pennsylvania?
Kathy's from Greenville. Is that right?
Hi. Yes, Greenville.
Okay. Broken big toe. What happened?
No baby toe.
Oh,
I was on my yoga mat. I do a lot of yoga. I was on my yoga mat, and I went to move from one position to the next and stubbed my baby toe, and everybody around me heard the crack. It was awful. It was really awful. So my recommendation to you would be to tape that toe to the next toe. Can you do that, Carson?
No, it's like the side. No, that one toe is so, it's like swollen. It almost looks like a pumpkin. It's so round and swollen.
Tape can still go around it, Carson.
Once you tape it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you tape it, the swelling will go down because it kind of prevents that from happening. So it really does help. And I was able to continue the class, and I did yoga throughout the broken toe.
Well, again, you're like me. Wow. You're a highly toned athlete, like Simone Biles, and you and me, we play through the pain.
How do you namaste after you break your toe?
Very, very carefully.
It really tests your zen.
Now we're facing, damn. Right.
From the 978, I came into this segment late and with no context. I feel like I missed a lot.
Go watch a video on Mix 104's Instagram. The context is there.
From the 617, I just watched the video, Carson. We are not in our 20s anymore.
That should be your takeaway, but you're not going to listen.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.